message was Satan's opposition in the kingdom of God. Satan is always, constantly seeking whom he may devour. And he picks on God's children lost. Picks on God's children. And he tries to keep people from hearing the Word of God. And he tries to duplicate God's work. And the title of this message is Satan's Garden Sown in God's Farm or God's Field. Satan's Garden Sown in God's Field. Alain parabalain parathekain. Autois legon omio uthe he basilia ton uranon anthropo sperante colon sperma ento agro autu. Satan's garden sown in God's field. Another parable, another parabole, another illustration, metaphor, simile. Another parable he set before them, saying. They kept on saying this now. That's a nominative singular masculine present participle. He kept on saying, it was likened. It was likened. It was like the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the heavens, to the man having sown good seed in the field of him. A man sowed good seed in his field. That's Jesus Christ. He's the sower. The seed is the Word of God, and the seed of the Word of God was sown, and it is pure, and it is undefiled. It is patented seed. God's Word is patented. It will save souls. But what does Satan do? Let's see what he does. As we look down through the ages, we see how that he has sown the weeds in the kingdom of God. Baptism, baptismal regeneration, infant baptism, church and the state, Mariolatry, indulgences, purgatory, Satan image worship, infant communion, transubstantiation, turning Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, into a wafer and a cup of wine. Celibacy. Auricular confession. There is only one man between God and man that can be our confessor, and that is Jesus Christ. Is no priest. It's not me. People have come to me and tried to confess their sins to me, and I said, confess them to God. I can't do anything for you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I guarantee you, every one of them Catholic priests out there, Anglican priests and whatever priests, just like me, they can't do you any good at all. We have no intercession. There is one intercessor, Christ Jesus our Lord. We can pray for you. That's all I can do is pray for you. And I pray for all of you out there, all of our students. But I am not an intercessor, so to speak, like our Christ and Savior. Auricular confession. The Inquisition. What is the Inquisition? That means to torture somebody. And who were they torturing? People that could read and write, because they were mysterious people that could read and write. Those old Baptists. They had to be witches. Why, here in America, they killed and burned Baptists at the stake, dunked them until they died and were drowned because they baptized people that come from their confession. Celibacy, that hellish doctrine in 1123. The Bible is forbidden in 1229. And then we have an absolute stage of confusion in the religious world. A total, absolute stage of confusion. In de to kathudain. Tous anthropous. El thane autu ho ekthros. Kai epe sperein zozania ana meson tu situ kai apelthane. But while they were sleeping, while to sleep, the ones, men, the workers in the kingdom of God, while they were asleep, he came, the enemy. The enemy came. And he kept on oversowing, sowing upon. Now the field has been sown with certified good seed. Now Satan and Satan's warriors, they go out and they sow bad seed. They sow false seeds, false wheat. These are tares, these onia. Weeds that look like wheat, darnel. Against, in the middle of the wheat. And he went away. He sneaked off. A pale thing, he sneaked away. Tares look just like wheat, but they don't bear any fruit. They breathe up good air. They eat up the nutrients from the soils. And false religious cults and isms take the glory from God and give it to men. You cannot serve Christ outside of His will. I don't care how faithful you are in some false religion, it ain't going to get you to heaven. You're a tare. Those tares. The tares are a maze in God's kingdom with a lot of dead ends. A maze in God's kingdom, a lot of dead ends. 26. Hote de e blastesen. Ho kortos kai korpon epoesen tote ifane kai ta zizania. But when it sprouted the grass, the blades of tares, and the good blades and the bad blades, and fruit it produced, then it appeared, became easily seen, also the tares. Tares don't have any fruit on them, and they just stand up. The wheat bends over because it's weighted down with fruit, with grain. False religion is in the world today, as you might know. Proselthontes de hoi douloi, tu oika despotu, epon auto, curie uke, kalon sperma, esperas ento so agro, polthen un eke zizania. And having approached the one slaves, the one servants of the housemaster, they said to him, Lord, it's not good for this, the seed, not good seed you sowed, you have sown in the field of you. From there, therefore, it has these tares, these weeds resembling wheat. What's happened? What's happened here? Now I want you to understand something right now. People make all kinds of excuses for the Inquisition and going into the Holy Land and killing all these people. Islam was uprooted for a short time. They never kept the land. But Islam learned, Muhammad, if he even existed, he learned his violence from Catholicism. The violent ones. The violent religions. God's religion is not a violent religion. It is not a violent religion. And right here, we're going to be taught that indelibly. God's religion doesn't go out and kill other people in other religions. They don't go out and force them to believe by the sword or by a gun to their head or chopping their heads off. Hode, Ephe, Altois, Exros, Anthropos, Tuto, Epoiesen, Hoi, De, Duloi, Lagusen, Alto, Theles, Un, Apeltontes, Silex, Omen, Alta. And the one he said to them, the enemy, the man, the enemy man, this one he worked. And the one slaves, they say to him, you wish therefore, we'll go out, we having gone out, we may collect them, we may collect the tares. Shall we do this? Shall we go out and collect the tares? Shall we go out and uproot the tares? Shall we go out and hold these people's throats against the sword? Shall we kill them? Now let's see what the Lord says in volume number 2. Hode phason u mepote sila gontes ta zizania ek rizon se te hama altois ton sito. But the one, he says, no. Lest, not lest, collecting the tares, you might hurt, you might damage together with them the wheat. Don't go pull them up. You're liable to pull up wheat. You're liable to hurt the wheat. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Now let's see what's going to happen. Aphete sin ox saneste. Amphotera, eos ton therisomo, kai en kairo tu therismu, ero tois theristes, sila zete, proton ta, zizonia, kai desate, auta eis desmos, pros to kata kasin, auto, ton de siton, sina gagete, eis tain apasekein mu. You leave them. Let them grow together. Let them grow up together. Both until the harvest, the rismu. And in the season of the harvest, I shall say to the ones reapers, harvesters, you collect first the tares. Go out there and now the wheat is there. You go out there and now you collect the tares. Mm-hmm. And ye bind together them in bundles toward the purpose to burn them. But the wheat you gather unto the barn of me. Now let's go back and read this up to verse number 30. Then we'll have another parable later. Where did we start, Marilyn?
13:24.
Another parable he set forth before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. This is talk about the Lord. And we're going to talk about the devil sowing, planting his garden in God's field. But while he was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed also darnel, black wild wheat, among the wheat, and went on his way, the enemy. So when the plants sprouted and formed grain, The darnel, the weeds resembling wheat, appeared also. And the servants of the owner came to him and said, Sir, do you not sow good seed in your field? Then how does it have darnel shoots in your field? And he replied to them, The devil did it. And he replied to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Then do you want us to go and weed them out, pull them up? But he said, No. Lest in gathering the wild wheat, you uproot the true wheat along with it. You might hurt one of my plants. Let them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will say to the reapers, gather the darnel first and bind it in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barns, into my granary. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful story. And yet a terrible story. The beautiful part of the story is that Christ loves his children. He doesn't want you to be disturbed. He loves you. But out there in the world, Satan has sown his garden among God's fields. Satan's garden. Satan's garden. False religious systems. We just looked at that a few minutes ago. The evolution of it. And in America, we have freedom of religion. But in America is the most dangerous field in the whole world. One of the most dangerous fields, because in this field here, we've got Satan's gardens. Satan's gardens. Isms. Cults. Antichrists. Oh yeah. We're atheists. We're agnostics. We're Mormons. We're Christian scientists. We're Catholics. What would happen today if the whole world was under the thumb of Islam? What would happen today, again, if the whole world was under the thumb of Catholicism? Two giant whores. Two giant gardens of Satan. They do the same things. They do the same things. They disguise the person of Jesus Christ. Islam says of Jesus Christ, he hates the Jews. But he is a Jew. But he hates the Jews. When Esau comes into the world out of Arabia, they say, and the Mahdi comes out of Syria, and the beast comes out of Arabia, the first thing that Esau, Jesus, is going to do there is go kill all the Jews. And he's going to kill all the innocent pigs, the swine. And then he's going to kill the Christians. That's quite different than what the Bible says. Catholicism, if it had her way again in this world, they'd have the sword at everybody's throats. Forcing you to believe what they believe. Catholicism killed between 50 and 100 million Christians through the Dark Ages. And only the Protestant Reformation cooled the heels of that monster. And then we have Islam. Killed 270 million people and mounting every day. Monsters. Satan's gardens. In God's field. One of these days, the Lord's going to bring all this back under His power and His control again. Until then, we have to put up with this. We have to let the wheat go along with the tares. Mm-hmm. All you can do, you can't go out there and cut their throats. We're not supposed to do that. God gives men the right to believe what they want to believe in volition. But they are responsible for what they do. Eternally responsible. You can do whatever you want to in the world today. But when you come into the kingdom of God, you will do what he says. And if you didn't walk down his road, if you're not one of those sweet, you will be in the fire. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. I pray it touches the hearts of people. I know this message does not compare to those 194 messages that I did on all the parables of the Bible, but Father, please, let it do its work. Let not your word return unto you void, and I know it won't. Father, I pray for each and every one of the children you've given to me, from those in rest homes and care centers to those that are out working hard among the heathen world, those that are preaching your word and those that are trying to serve you the best they can. Touch their lives, touch their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.